Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Jewish Help Podcast. So this episode, I'm going to be doing another little recap. Every 50 episodes now, I want to be able to, for new listeners, to people who've just been following maybe my Instagram or TikTok for the first time, and they're listening to this is their first podcast episode, or for you listeners who maybe get to know me a bit more better now, by the first, I think, what, 44 episodes, something about that. Don't correct me. I might be incorrect. I think it's around that mark. So around every 40, 50 episodes, I'm going to do like why I became a Jewish fitness coach. Why have I called this a Jewish Health Podcast? Because I've been wanting and I'm hoping to do this now when I move to Tel Aviv to do more one-to-one podcasts in person and interview people on podcasts. Now, you can, if you follow my Instagram, I now post a lot on YouTube. I do a lot more vlog posts and a lot more detailed answers. Something a bit similar to the podcast, but over time I want the podcast to be more interview based and so on, and then eventually interview based experiences and so on, and then I can leave the questions, a lot of the other questions, my experiences on YouTube. So, but you can find these podcasts right now on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. So make sure you are subscribed to everything. So why am I the Jewish Fitness Coach? Wow. I remember doing this. I've done a podcast every week. So you think about it, I've done 40 now. It's nearly coming up to a year, but there have been some episodes where I've done two a week. So it's not been exactly a year, but it's coming up to a year. And I remember in the first episode, my ideology stays exactly the same. And the reason why I've done this is exactly the same. When I started, prior Jewish Fitness Coach, my name on Instagram, I was Live Wealthy Well, which I had an Instagram account for over a year, 2 years. And that was posting home workouts, free workouts, HIIT workouts. I love doing HIIT workouts and I wanted to share, especially over lockdown, especially at the beginning of lockdown. And I thought it was really, really good. And I really enjoyed it. There was nothing wrong with it and so on. But I was reflecting and so on, and I was thinking, am I providing any real changing value to people? Because there's millions of people who do HIIT workouts, and I know that everyone's very, very different, and I know that I had a bit of different element to someone else and very, very different. But even though I was doing HIIT workouts, I didn't feel like I was providing much detailed value, and I thought actually I could be doing a lot more value. And I thought to myself, so what can I, as I became, well, as a PT as well, online coach, I was thinking, well, what can I do to help a smaller amount of people and provide more value? So I thought about, oh, maybe young professionals, maybe things. I had loads of different ideas, but I thought to myself, well, what have I done? Like, what have I done, which I'm like three steps ahead of someone else? And I was thinking, well, one of my biggest challenges with fat loss, with weight loss, with any achievement, London Marathon, half marathons, all my fitness occasions, what's been an influence behind this? And it's been my tradition. It's been my being Jewish, not in a negative way at all. But what I've noticed is actually, if I've overcome various challenges, such as no carbs over Pesach when I'm about to do the marathon a few weeks afterwards, Friday night dinners, Shabbat lunches when I'm trying to cut a lot of weight, and a lot of Friday night dinners I can have up to 2,000, 3,000 calories. It could be up to 5,000 calories over the whole weekend. It's so on. And I was thinking to myself, if I can do that, and I've kind of built strategies myself, of course, being an online coach, but built strategies myself, then I'm just a few steps ahead of other people who are trying to do that as well. And I thought, actually, that makes perfect sense, because I'm not a professional bodybuilder. Yes, I lift. I'm pretty happy with my lifts. And yes, I live an active lifestyle. I really enjoy it. But I'm not someone who is obsessed with health and fitness. I would say it's a slight obsession, because I enjoy it. It's my job. I love this. But I'm not someone who goes on stage on a bodybuilder and they're 365 days of the year obsessed with training and everything. Well, actually, I'm just a few steps ahead of people. And I thought, that's really, really interesting. So that's why I changed my name. And since then, I've been writing content, I've been creating opportunities, and I coach obviously everyone, but a lot of my clients are Jewish. From obviously looking at being two steps ahead of people, I actually also thought about the challenges here, the lack of opportunities. And of course we got the Maccabi games, of course we got Sunday League football, of course we got walking groups, but that's a real small percentage of the population of Jewish people around the world. And I thought, well, how can I help people, incentivize them to be active? And that's what I kind of doing on my social media. I'm hoping that I have inspired, and I feel like I have inspired, I'm hoping, but I feel like I have inspired people who've watched my social media to be active and so on. And that's kind of been my number one goal for this. Of course, as an online coach, that's my business, but as well, just helping people on social media, trying to give them advice and so on to help them take the next step. That's been my goal. I also think there's a lack of knowledge and education in this factor. Like, I look at other cultures, religions, like with being Muslim or the Indian. I'm just trying to think. I've got so many different thoughts in my head right now, because I work with a lot of other coaches who are specializes in the Indian market, the Muslim market, and so on. And I would say I'm probably the Jewish market. And I think about this, and actually there's so much education out there regarding these, regarding their festivals, regarding food around this. And I look at the Jewish element behind the scenes, and I don't see much online support helping. All I see is a few articles, a few studies saying, yeah, obesity is rising in Jewish communities, and that correlates with Shabbats. And then I had another article, which was not an article, which wasn't even a study, basically saying that, yeah, Friday dinners and Shabbat lunches can have up to 5,000 calories. And that's it. And then they're like, okay, go do your own stuff. And there's like, well, there's not much information, research for people who are Jewish, who want to enjoy these events. And they're comparing themselves to people, and they're working with people who don't have Friday dinners, who don't have Shabbat lunches, who live a completely different opposite lifestyles with them. And then that's the reason why they're not achieving their results, because they can't maintain. Not, there's like some coaches will say, well, don't have your Friday dinner, don't eat challah on Friday dinner, basically stay away from that. And I'm thinking, well, what, you're just going to stay away from having a family event every Friday night for the rest of your life? How can you incorporate balance into your lifestyle and still make progress? Yes, if you are going to enjoy yourself Friday night dinner, this progress may be a bit slightly slower, but you can still make progress and so on. So there's so many things that I can talk about why I became the Jewish fitness coach and so on. So yeah. That's really why there's a lot of other reasons. And I think also I kind of, with this podcast episode, I've got the title. Recap, why did I become a Jewish fitness coach? And next line, go. And that was it. At the beginning, I needed to really prepare, but I feel like I'm becoming more confident now with podcasts and so on. And I hope to develop that whilst I interview more people, which I'm really, really excited about. But yeah, lastly, is an element of confidence for people. In being Jewish, and I really think building a better relationship, and this is going to be the next episode, how to build a better relationship with yourself through health and fitness. I won't talk too much about it, because that's literally going to be the next episode. And I'm going to talk about how I built personally. I'm really happy with the relationship I've built with myself. Like, I feel really, really good. Yes, I'm going to give you a bit of a personal one next. Everyone talk about my relationship. I'm single and so on. But actually, I feel like because I'm so comfortable being on my own, which I really struggled previously, and I say it sounds cringy, but I kind of love myself. I can love myself now. I can hopefully love someone else. I'm sure I will. How do you do that? And how can you do that through health and fitness? And I'm just going to go through the aspects of health and fitness. You can talk about other ways of loving yourself and relationships with others and so on. But I'm just going to talk about building a relationship with yourself through health and fitness, and the categories that I would recommend someone to do, and what to do to kind of build that bulletproof mindset to kind of be able to love yourself and build that routine that works for you. And then hopefully, once you can build that with yourself, you can help others as well do the same, and hopefully build the relationship with others as well. So this episode is why I became a Jewish fitness coach. If you enjoy this, awesome. If you have any questions, awesome. Please ask me a question on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube. If you haven't already, subscribe to my YouTube page. A lot of more content going out there. If you're not already, follow my Instagram and TikTok. The more support, the more time you spend engaging my posts, the more people I can help. And that's how the algorithm rate. That's how the algorithm works. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. We'll speak soon.